Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually and physically fit. Hello, how is everyone out there? Such beautiful weather. Let's pray for our sisters and brothers in Baltimore. This has been some trying week. This has been a trying year. Things are coming to light. But let's put that in the past and talk about our gap tooth diva sister here who's coming on next. She is really something. When I was reading her bio, she is just phenomenal. She has this book called Foursome, because God don't make no junk. Oh, Lord, I'm tongue-tied today. Because God don't make no junk. A book that reflects back on her childhood, the abuse and neglect that she suffered, and the decisions that she had made in her life, her goals to help keep another young person from harming themselves and others because of their lack of self-esteem. But when you talk to Gap Tooth Diva, boy, she got a lot of spunk. She's fiery. She's a woman on fire. She has a lot of good information for us. And so let me go a little bit about her bio. Laisha Horns, also known as Laisha Gap Tooth Diva on the internet, is a motivational speaker, writer, plus-size model, media personality, and vintage and thrift store boutique owner. Her passion for individual style, music, and entertainment led her into a career as a self-taught blogger, social media maven. Her goal is to be the baddest creative motivational for all those interested in pursuing their dreams without fear of their past or what's limiting them currently. By touching on social media issues affecting our community today and share candid experience from her own life as a mother, wife, and entrepreneur, this is the new author of Flawsome, Because God Don't Make No Junk, knows how limiting beliefs, self-esteem, and fearlessness all play a huge part in growing your business and brand from the bottom with what you already possess. God-given talent, and not just your business, but your life. So let's welcome the Gap Tooth Diva. Hi,
Laisha, how are you? Yes, it's Aisha,
right?
It's Aisha, yes, ma'am. I'm good, how are you?
Aisha. Oh, I am so sorry. It's Aisha. How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I told everybody you got a lot of spunk. I was reading your bio, looking at your website. You are a phenomenal person, boy. You do it all.
Thank you. Glory to God.
So tell us a little bit more about, it's all God, huh? It's all God, yes. And God picked the right pearl, honey, the right pearl, you know, the right pearl. So tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I am a mom of two awesome little boys. They're my little superheroes. I am a wife. I'm actually celebrating my 11th marriage anniversary this weekend. I just wrote the book Flawsome. I go around speaking in the community. I work with teen girls as well, encouraging them not only to adapt a love and admiration for reading and the art form of reading and prose, but I also encourage them to love themselves, to have self-esteem, have confidence, and to overcome any challenges and obstacles that they experienced in the past. And in my spare time, I also, as a form of income as well, I love vintage and thrift styling. So I have my online boutique. I do a lot of styling in the community. And we do a lot of giving away. Well, we do makeover giveaways for those people who have suffered from self-esteem issues that may have overcome challenges such as disease or depression or just self-esteem as a whole, or even reincorporating themselves back into society after being in jail or in prison or in hospitalized. My whole goal is just to really inspire people to love themselves, and that's why I like to coin myself as the baddest creative motivation, because I will use humor, I will use my own personal circumstances, whatever I need to do to just really push people to not only loving who they are, but just loving the life that they were given, because I strongly believe that God does not make any junk.
Wow, oh, that is awesome, because when you were saying that, I just saw maybe this past weekend, a weekend before, remember Denzel Washington in that movie with a young soldier, and he was a Navy person, really, on a ship, and he went through a lot of, I guess, abuse from his stepmother.
Antoine Fisher.
Antoine, yes, yes, Antoine Fisher. And so when you were saying all that, and you say reaching out to younger people, because as a young person, too, who've been kind of abused from your classmates and a lot of other people, it's very hard to, I guess, to cut it off. You know, it seems like it travels with you when you become an adult. And so
absolutely.
What do you say to the young person? I mean, you say you the motivational, the flawsome, the baddest motivator, you got spunk. What do you say to those young adults?
Well, I tell a lot of young people, because in my book, Flossom, Because God Don't Make No Junk, I talk about me struggling with those same issues. When I was growing up, I was abused. I was sexually molested. I was bullied in school, and I became a bully because I was so angry. I used to take the pain I felt out on myself and on other people. I was a cutter. I was bulimic. And it led me to attempt suicide 6 times. And when I tell them that life changed for me when I developed a sense of faith, believing in something bigger than myself, I don't want to put my own religious beliefs on there, but I found God. And when I found God, I realized that I deserve love, I deserve affection, and I deserve to be happy in the skin that I am in. And no, I'm not perfect. I am exactly what it says I am, a gap-toothed diva. And those were some of the adversities that I faced growing up, believing I wasn't pretty, I wasn't attractive, and how I chose not to carry that with me any longer, because I don't think that it's possible not to carry some remnants of that pain and those scars with you into adulthood. I do think that if you don't ever recover from it, if you don't deal with the situation, you're just masking it, whether there's people out there who mask that pain and those scars with alcohol and drugs. Some people use sex. Some people even use, you know, being busy, productive at work, or maybe even in the church to cover up some of their pain. But once you identify what it is and you're fearless enough to conquer it, to face it head on, you can develop a sense of self-esteem and confidence where you no longer have to carry those pain and scars, but you can transform them into something else. And what I did is I transformed them into my work. I put them in the book. I put it into my speaking and into everything that I do, because I don't want anyone to feel the pain that I've experienced. So how I suggest is how you not carry it into adulthood is to transform it into something more productive, whether it's fuel to ensure that no one experiences what you've gone through, or whether it's fuel to find a cure for it or a solution to the problem. You can transform that pain by just applying it to your life in some way that is positive and productive. In the past, I used drugs and alcohol. I used cutting. I used bulimia. I used promiscuity and running in the streets because I didn't know any better. There was no examples of people who were taking their struggles and those challenges and using them productively. So when I decided to not live that life anymore and to really live a life that I think that God wants me to live, to live in my purpose, I decided to take all that I was experiencing and to be an example that you too can overcome these challenges. If you look at yourself in the mirror and realize that everything that you have experienced and everything that you're experiencing now is all for a reason, your job is to find out what that reason is and to apply it in a positive way so that it's not about you anymore, but about helping others not go down the same path as you.
Whoa, you are preaching. You are preaching. Boy, you have done any and everything. And when I when you were saying that, I was seeing you in the middle with all those arms going out in so many different directions, or was it Methuselah with all the snakes going all out and everywhere? Because
Methuselah.
This has made you the okay, Methuselah, thank you. Could you? You know, my mind go faster than my speech. So
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. We on the same page. I just
let me slow down. It's just right, slow down. But I mean, you would say that just talking, people listen to her out there. You are the mother load, so to speak, because you can be able to connect with so many people. You understand what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying?
Absolutely.
You right. And I just, you can connect with
I feel
everybody.
Like that's,
wow.
Well, I don't think that was initially my intention at first. I think I kind of realized that when I was going through it. Because, you know, how often have you heard people, like, I don't know why I'm going through this. I don't know why I'm struggling. And the first thing people mm-hmm. want to do is to tell the story of Job. And, you know, you got to persevere and you got to have faith and you got to wait on God. And I understand. But you never stop and wonder, like, why am I going through this? And I strongly believe that everything I went through was so God could put me in a situation where I could say, hey, I did a lot in my short term on this earth, because I'm still young. So I've done a lot and went through a lot in this short time, and I don't think it was so that I could suffer, because I don't think I'm a bad person, and I don't think that God wanted me to suffer. I really think that he wanted me to learn how to be there for other people, because when I was 16, I looked around for an example, icon, some type of role model, because my mom wasn't one for me. And I tried to find someone that I could relate to, that understood what I was going through, and I could not find not one person. Not even the wonderful, amazing Oprah Winfrey was an example to me as somebody who was going through exactly what I was going through. Somebody might have been molested, but they didn't know nothing about depression or suicide or cutting. Somebody might have been, you know, on drugs or running the street or drinking alcohol, but they didn't know anything about a life living with both your parents who were extremely abusive, both emotionally and physically. You know, I've struggled with so much, and I think it's, and I'm kind of grateful in a way. It sounds weird, but I thank God for even entrusting me to think that I was strong enough to handle it, where I could be put in a position to push people to say, you got to love yourself, because there's always somebody out there who has less than you, who doesn't have it as great as you, who doesn't have the same sensibility as you. So you got to look at yourself and realize that you are blessed. God don't make no junk. I mean, I could cheer at the top of a mountain, but people have to understand, no matter where you are right now, you got two pennies to rub together. That's more than a whole lot of other people. And you got to be grateful for your position and live a life where you're flawsome. You're flawed, but you are incredibly awesome.
I'm sorry for laughing at you, but when you said two pennies, the other day, okay, listen to this, sis. The other day I go to the store to buy some groceries. I said, let me just look at my bank. You said, now, I have 0.01 cent. I didn't have two pennies. Okay.
What is 0.1
two-
cent?
Yes, it wasn't in the negative. You got to give me credit. You got to give me credit.
I don't even know what is that physically
right.
in your hand? Is that like a piece of a penny, like a broken penny?
So when you said rub two pennies, girl, I did not. Well, I had money in other accounts, but the main account was 0.01. That's right. One
you
cent.
You was missing one penny. You couldn't. You had all the pennies in a row.
So, I am flawsome because God don't make no junk. Right?
That's right. Because some people don't even have an account to see what 0.1
was. Oh, my listeners probably, what are they laughing about, people, when she said, rub two pennies. I did not have two pennies, so where do I go from here? That's what I have to say to myself every day, and that's what you're saying. You know, my story is to help somebody else out. So when they leave
that's
down
right.
and I saw that penny on the street, at least now I got two pennies.
There you go.
Before I already
See,
had
you
one.
You were halfway there.
I was halfway there.
You were halfway there.
Oh,
you got to be optimistic. You got to look at it as your account was half empty and not
oh, God, yes, 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 yes. So, and you're right when you say, because when you look at your bio, all that you went through, now you help people, you get clothes for people, okay?
Well,
clothes
I do,
put
I,
on them
I,
to help what build up their self-esteem.
Yeah, because I think part of the biggest thing that people lack is the ability to see themselves as being beautiful. You might feel as though you've accomplished so much. You might have went to school and got all those degrees, and you might have went and accomplished so many courses and classes, and there might be somebody out there who goes to their bank account, and they see more than one comma. You know, they're blessed in that aspect. But looking at yourself in the mirror every single day, and I'm talking about before the makeup, before the hair and everything, when you just look at yourself just woke up like that, there's not a lot of people who believe that they're beautiful. And one of the first things that I learned when learning to love myself and having faith in God is to realize that God did not create me to be somebody to be ugly. If I'm created in his image, then why won't I act like it? So I used to believe I was ugly because I am, you know, plus size, I have a gap, you know, and I'm coming from the mid-80s, so, of course, you know, light skin versus dark skin. So I felt I was dark skin, so I wasn't attractive. I had the gap. I'm plus size. And, you know, I'm technically biracial. So I was like, I'd never fit in anywhere. I'll never be attractive. I'm not cute. I'm not pretty. But then one day I looked in the mirror, and I have to give credit to my husband, too, because he encouraged me. He was like, you know, we met each other when we were 13. So when I was a kid, he used to say, you're so beautiful, you're so pretty. And I'm like, nobody ever told me that. But it took me looking in the mirror saying, you know, I'm a little awesome. I'm a little beautiful. You know, like I have to apply myself. So when it comes to the clothing and the beauty aspect of my business, we're just trying to do that extra boost. Like I can encourage you, I can motivate you and empower you and get your soul all hype to start your day to be as awesome and flossome as you want to be. But if you don't feel like that when you look in the mirror, then it's going to eventually fade. So my goal is to reach you on the inside when I speak to you and I talk to you and I encourage you, but then hit you on the outside with some nice fashionable clothes that are very cheap and low cost that'll make you feel wonderful on the outside as well. Because when we look good, we feel good, and vice versa. We feel good when we look good. So the goal is to make people walk with that air of, I'm amazing, I'm incredible, because God don't make no junk.
Go ahead. You're right. Because a lot of us do dwell more into our work or other things. And then you even mentioned church. They're into so many ministries, and they're doing all this masking. Mm-hmm. That's all we do is that masking, put all that makeup on, all that hair, eyelashes, everything to mask the pain that we're going through. Wow.
Absolutely.
That's really deep for some women. And so when the women climbing out of that pit, when you're helping them, where do they go from there? Because sometimes some people find that pit comfortable.
Absolutely. They're stagnant. They're like what I like to call basic. They're just comfortable doing the bare minimum. They don't want to leave outside of their comfort zone. But like the quote says, all the awesome things happen outside of your comfort zone. And you need to get outside of your comfort zone to see opportunities, you know, doors open for people who get outside of their comfort zone, and they meet new and interesting people as well. It takes more than just loving yourself and looking good. You actually have to carry it out every single day. So it's like a task. It's a chore that you have to make sure that you complete, you know, putting yourself out there, not being so introverted, talking to different people, you know, being bold enough to say, I'm here, I'm in the room, I'm speaking, to gain that attention so people can see you for all that you're worth, you know, whatever your talent is, whatever your skill is, to see how incredible you are. The same things that people do to earn degrees and accolades, whether it's corporate-wide or in their personal life, is the same things you have to do for yourself in order to see your life elevate to another level, which means that I want to live life every day as if God told me to go crazy. If he told me to go crazy, then I need to go ahead and do that. I need to go ahead and meet so many people, put myself out there, and really carry it out, even when I don't feel like it. Even when I'm uncomfortable or I'm not feeling quite sure of myself, I still need to put myself out there, because that is my comfort zone, is relying on myself and being isolated from everybody else. So So I encourage people every day to put everything that I encourage them to do into practice on a daily basis. And the moment you find yourself not loving yourself or not speaking highly of yourself or positively about others is the moment you need to stop, reevaluate, and check yourself. So whether it's meditation, prayer, or just writing down your emotions, you need to figure out why you're not consistently being a positive, self-loving individual that can overcome obstacles regularly.
She's preaching out there, listeners. She's preaching. Really, you got to listen to this because this is really true. Because just like Zig Ziglar says, you know, motivation and being self-motivated and wanting to exceed and do things, you have to do it daily, like a bath. You have to do it daily. You can't, you know, you don't want to go out there and don't take a bath. So you don't want to go out there and not be motivated because you never know. When you're in that downtime, is that where you might meet the person that can help take you a step higher?
Absolutely. It's like prayer. You never know. You never know what's going to happen. I always ask God, just direct me in the way that you want me to go. Let me touch anybody effectively that you want me to touch. But just God, I just want you to be productive, and I want to see you work. Let me step out of the way and let you do your thing. You know, like I'm not going to try to move anything into what direction because it's up to God for him to do that for me. But I have to remind myself, because I still have my moments. I get sad. I get depressed. I might, you know, especially around the holidays and stuff like that, that happens regularly, especially in our community, and we don't talk about it enough, about people getting depressed around the holidays and so forth. So I have to surround myself around positive people who will encourage me and motivate me no matter what. I have to keep myself away from negative people that only encourage negativity and consumerism or excess and stuff like that. And I have to always tell myself that you are awesome and you are amazing. So this is not something that I just go around encouraging other people to do. These are things that I actually put in practice for myself because that's the very thing that keeps me alive. Having that purpose, having that energy to say, you know, I love life, I love everything that God has given me, and I want to be an amazing person because I feel like I'm blessed and I'm amazing because my Creator is amazing. That's something I have to continuously keep telling myself. So I encourage people to do the same thing. If anybody's ever watched the BET Being Mary Jane show featuring Gabrielle Union, she keeps a lot of quotes and stuff around her house that encourage and motivate her. So whatever it is that you need to do to be your most awesome, flawsome self every single day, do that. As long as it's not impeding on your health or your ability to conduct yourselves on a daily basis, I encourage you to do whatever. But you have to know that you're incredible. No matter what your circumstances is, you could be eating oozing noodles tonight and not have toilet paper to wipe your behind when you go to the bathroom, but you're still amazing. And we're going to figure out how when you look at the other aspects of your life. But it's about looking at the silver lining in the cloud, if I could be a little cliche.
Go ahead. If you don't even have toilet paper, at least maybe they got some newspaper or some 8x11 white paper they can wipe their behind.
Let me just tell you, as fabulous as I like to be, sometimes when you run out that toilet paper, that's what you got to get, the Chipotle napkins or McDonald's napkins, the junk drawer. Hello.
You're not the only one, believe me. You're not the only one. That's why I said newspaper or whatever to you. Remember, you talk to the one set queen, okay? So I
right? I know, you know.
So don't tell me about yes.
I know.
That's the only one.
It's that mentality. It's like that mentality of fake it till you make it type of thing. Uh-huh. But it's not to say a fake it till you. It's not saying fake it till you make it, because you're not faking anything. This is your real life. You live in this, so there's nothing fake about this. You just being honest and upfront. And I tell people all the time, sometimes when I send my husband to go get dinner for me and the kids, I say, go get some toilet paper, too. And he come back and only went to one place, McDonald's.
Right, because he said, look, I ain't going to go to another place and deal with other women. I have to get started. Here's some napkins.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh,
you got to make it work. Oh, but you don't think, you don't dwell on that. You don't dwell on the fact that you had to do that. You just make it work. And you still keep smiling. Because nobody know what you wiped your butt with today. You know, like, that's your business.
No, told you, you got your beautiful dress on, your smile, and your hair combed. As my friends say, we always say, well, at least I wash my hind parts.
Right? It's clean.
Oh, God. It's true. It's true. It's true because, you know, this is reality. You know, a lot of people are like that. They go out, and you never know what's happening at home, you know.
Absolutely.
Some mask it, and some, it's reality. It is. Excuse me. Definitely,
and since
definitely.
And since social media is so prevalent now, everybody only posts the positive stuff. Think about it. When you're on Facebook, when you're on Twitter, you're on Instagram, or whatever social media platform you use, no one's posting the imperfections. No one's posting the fact that they don't have food in the refrigerator or that their gas tank is on E or that the cable bill or light bill or whatever came in and it's overdue. They're not posting that. They're posting traveling and restaurants and gifts and trips and family outings, all the positive aspects of their life. I encourage people to treat life like social media. You're highlighting all the negativity in real life and posting all the positive stuff online. Well, won't in real life you highlight all the positive stuff and then leave the negative stuff to yourself? You know what I mean? Like, live life like you're proud of it. Because I have this theory that when I don't show how grateful I am about where I'm at right now, there's nothing's going to happen. I'm going to stay in the same position for as long as I continue to behave in that manner. But the moment that I show gratitude for even the small things, like this morning, I was grateful to wake up this morning with sunshine and my kids was playing at the end of my bed and my husband was standing right beside me. I was hungry as I don't know what, but I was just grateful in that moment, and I had to say thank you. And if you can't be grateful for what you got right now, you can't expect anybody to bless you with any more. So the whole movement of Flawsome, it's like I love myself right now, flaws and all. Gap tooth, overweight, using napkins to wipe my behind. I'm amazing and incredible right now. instead of saying when I get some toilet paper, then I'll be fabulous. You know, like when I get to another place in my life, and I'm just using that as an example. Everybody, I can't afford toilet paper right now.
I know what you mean. But it's true. We do say when I, you know, before I came and talked to you, I'm going with Bank of America, and I only missed one payment. This is the only month because I am, you know, unemployed, and you this and this. And I said, why didn't they take care of this? And modification, what are you talking about? It's only one month I missed, and blah, blah, this and this and that. And I'm thinking, oh, look, I don't want to hear no bad news. I got to talk to Gap Tooth Diva, you know, the lady who has a lot of spunk. I got to be out there. And believe me, because the lady said to me, well, do you have food? I said, yeah, I have food. But you know you have zero income and you're in the negative almost $3,000 a month. I said, that's right. That is true. That is true. But you said,
yeah.
I said, I'm looking for a job. I might get a job on Thursday, but I got to keep my head up and going. And like you said, live like if I got a queen, like I got money
Absolutely.
In the bank.
And see how you have this platform, you have this show. You could have easily said, look, my personal situation is going through it right now. I don't have time to interview anybody. I don't want to talk to anybody until I sort my own stuff out. And that could have been your choice. But I encourage people that despite everything that you're going through, you still need to walk out there and smile and shine just like you were made to be. Like, you're not supposed to hide and quiver in the corner until you get your quote-unquote proverbial ducks in a row. Because, and I said this on the last interview before, we'll never get our ducks in a row. I mean, if you ever even understand the concept of operating ducks, ducks be walking around and moving. Like, once you move one duck in line, they all going to start moving. You will never get your ducks in a row. And it kills me when people say that because that's life. Life is going to keep on moving regardless if you're ready or not. And you just got to roll with the punches. You might take a couple of licks, but you got to keep on going, keep on smiling because you never know who or what you could be impacting. One time, I was really in my feelings.
Go ahead and give your website because we got 1 minute. We got to have you back on because, girl, you are the dynamite.
I'm sorry. Well, everybody can check me out at GapToDiva.com. That's GapToDiva. They can also follow me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and LinkedIn at GapToDiva as well. Again, GapToDiva, one word. And I'm also looking to work with other people. So if they want to email me, they can email me as well at teamgap2diva@gmail.com.
You are wholesome. You are spunk. You got it together. You're a good motivator. Oh, I wish you all the success in everything that you do. But we know
you
are out there and you're helping everybody. God has really, you know, when you always fish for those pearls, you look for the white pearl, but I believe it's the black pearl that is the most beautiful, and that's what you are, a black pearl.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you. God bless you,
you have
too.
A good
God
one.
Bless you, too.
God bless
you. You, too.
Yes, we will be working in the future because, really, you know, I'm going to go in. Well, I got my toilet paper, okay? I got at least three more rolls, but I got it. And
yes,
I got
yes.
two titties to rub.
There you go.
Thank you. There's only one way for me to go, and that is up. And thank you, and God bless you. You take care.
You too. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.